Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Hello. Yeah, it's definitely been a while. I had a lot going on. My house is being renovated. It was impossible to film, but nonetheless, it has definitely been very productive in the meantime. I feel like normally when I take breaks, it's like a mental health break or something like that. But I want to dive right on into this topic, because when I ask what topics, you know, you guys want to hear about or what have you, a lot of it usually stems around three things, which is usually confidence, self-love, dating affluent guys, or how to be okay with being single. Usually things along those lines. So I figured, why not talk about all three of these things basically in one podcast? So firstly, pause. If you are not subscribed to my channel, you might want to go do that literally right now. I literally cannot. Like, how have you not done that already? You want to go subscribe to my channel. We have a goal of hitting 200K. And now I'm super excited because now the podcast will resume every Monday. Now, here's the thing. We are still technically in season one. I'm not exactly sure how long I want each quote unquote season to be because I'm not too caught up in that. But maybe I will make each season maybe like 15 episodes. And then like that'll be, then we'll start like season two. Pretty much. So anyways, I want to dive into this because I actually feel like I have a lot to say. So number one thing, as it pertains to affluent dating, right? In my personal experience and just things that I've witnessed, I had to draw the conclusion that you are your own rescue. Okay. A lot of the times we as women, we are looking for people to save us from a certain situation. Think right now about a time where you dated a guy and that was maybe your biggest heartbreak. Think about how vulnerable you may have been when you met that person. Think about the mindset that you may have had when you met that person. And the reason why this is so important to identify is because as I grow in wisdom, I have concluded that basically people meet you where you are. A lot of the times, you know, the people that have been maybe the most toxic situations maybe that I've experienced, it's usually been at a time where there was a lot of chaos in my life. And as I begin to, you know, nurture myself and date myself, I found that the people that I was dating that I encountered were a lot healthier. And I don't think we actually sit back and realize this because we're so focused on, oh my gosh, like I'm single. I don't understand why I keep attracting the same types of guys, all of these things. But we don't realize that what if we're attracting the people that are serving us at that time because we're not in the best place. I cannot think of one instance where someone has said, I went out searching for love, searching for a relationship, and I found it. Think about that for a second. Every single story that I've ever read or heard has been where someone has said that they weren't even looking, it caught them by surprise. That's why it's called falling in love. It's not something that you pursue. Of course, you can have an openness to it, you know, which we will dive into kind of coming, you know, from a neutral standpoint. But for the most part, it's not something that you should be seeking, because every single time you seek it, for some reason, I have a theory that it stems from some sort of need to fill a void, you know, in an area in our lives that we should be paying more attention to. So if you are going to be looking for someone to save you, this is a sure way how to trap yourself. Because what is it? It's a means to an end, right? I have witnessed many different situations where you may think that you want something, and then when you get it, it's like, okay, well, what's next? Okay. Even for, you know, the girls that want, you know, the rich guys and all this stuff. First of all, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You guys know how I am. There's nothing wrong with wanting success, wanting to be with a man that is successful, that is completely fine. However, what position are you in? And also what I have learned is that at the end of the day, yes, we all like nice things. We want to attract people that are, you know, stable, financially stable, wealthy, all of these things in many different areas. We want to attract these things, but where are we? We cannot be a complete and utter mess, and we want these things just because it's easier than just doing the work on our own and still wanting those things. Does that make sense? I think that when we focus on, you know, getting this sort of lifestyle and we make that the center of our attention and our focus, that's when we start falling into the wrong things. That's when you're going to get the guys that will woo and coo you in with certain things. Because what are the conversations like, especially guys that are going to be wealthier? More than likely, they are going to be older. Okay. Depending on, you know, what sort of guy you're going after. Like, let's just say I'm throwing this out there. Let's say that you are into guys that are, you know, in the entertainment industry or doing sports. Okay, well, those guys will be wealthy, but they will be considerably younger. But the guys that own the companies, things like that, those guys are going to be definitely more older. So it depends on what it is that you're going for. Either way, both of these guys, no matter what age they are, they know that women like nice things. They see a lifestyle. They know they can potentially provide a certain lifestyle for a woman. So depending on what you have to offer, and when I say this, okay, I do not mean you have to offer them a house and to be taking care of them. Of course, that's not what I mean. But I'm talking about being a woman of substance. And yes, that could mean a bunch of different things to different people, but you have to be someone of substance. You need to be secure in yourself, stable, emotionally stable, seriously, mindful of yourself, self-aware, so that you don't fall into certain traps and these guys aren't wooing you and cooing you with, you know, these gifts and things. Because yes, it will feel good. Yes, it absolutely does feel good. And then it's like, but then what? To some people, yeah, they probably want just the gifts. They could care less about actually maintaining a relationship with an actual individual. But I am mainly speaking to the women that genuinely want substantial relationships. I am not in the business of, you know, using people and things like that. I teach you guys the game on my channel, but that is to make you wiser and more aware of these things so that you can avoid them, but not to generate and cultivate a community where it's like a hate train for men and do whatever it takes at all costs and be ruthless. Because from that type of lifestyle, be prepared to have those things come back to you. But that's just me. That's just what I believe. I believe in all, do the best you can and always be genuine. And there will be times where there are layers to that. You can't just go wanton and reveal yourself to everyone immediately, especially as it pertains to dating and weeding out whether or not someone is deserving of actually getting to know you. But at the end of the day, I want you to ask yourself, am I ready genuinely for what it is that I want? If I were to get everything that I wanted right now, let's say you are an aspiring accountant. If right now you were to get the person of your dreams right now, I can almost guarantee you that your dreams are going to be put on the back burner. I promise you. Why? Because you are going to be so focused on being happy and being in that relationship and getting whatever it is that you want, that you're not going to be focused on the fact that you wanted to have your own accounting firm maybe one day. Your dreams will go on the back burner. Years and years fast forward, maybe you get married, maybe you have kids. Next thing you know, your priority is no longer about you. It's about your kids and your family. And yes, you can still pursue a career in spite of these things. However, you have delayed that process for so long that it almost becomes innately discouraging to even want to pursue them. At the end of the day, the more stable and solid that you are in yourself, you will attract healthier men to yourself. I don't think enough of us actually realize that a lot of the types of guys that we are attracting, it's because to some degree, there is something in us that is attracting that type of dynamic. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that, you know, every single person that's attracted to you, you're just like them. Of course not. But pay attention to the patterns of the people that you have opened that door to, given that chance to, okay? At the end of the day, beauty is currency for women. But in 2020, whether people want to believe it or not, nobody wants to be sitting around and taking care of somebody that has no ambition, not even the simple ambition to even grow his business and what he's doing, and has zero know-how. God, any person of quality wants a partner that can complement them. And it doesn't have to be matching them financially. Of course not. That's not what I'm alluding to. But you have to be someone that has potential to grow, that has substance and genuine interest on your own. And when you're dating, it's important to have confidence and think about yourself in the way of dating yourself. If you genuinely have a balanced mindset and you know that you are not going to, you know, seek external validation. Now, this is definitely way easier said than done, because I'm telling you, I don't care how beautiful you are, how confident you are, it's not easy for anyone to deal with rejection, especially as a woman. If you genuinely feel like, wow, I really don't feel good enough, how is it that, you know, this guy that I was dating, I had to pull teeth to get him to do X, X, and X, but now he's in a relationship with another woman and it feels like he's doing all the things that I wanted him to do with me, with her. What are you going to feel naturally? You're going to feel like, wow, so I wasn't good enough for him to do these things. And that's definitely a hard pill to swallow, because that's exactly what it feels like. You know what I mean? There's no two ways about it. But I think what we have to just accept and understand is that all it means is that that person wasn't for you. And if you shift your perspective and you think, oh my God, the fact that it's taking this much effort, it's such a struggle to get him to text me back, to call me, to engage with me, to set up dates with me, maybe I should just read the writing on the wall and think, maybe this just isn't meant to be. It shouldn't be this hard, okay? Because guys are very good at hooking you in. They pursue, and you barely pay attention and it feels good. And the second you reciprocate, you know, depending on how soon you reciprocate those feelings, they flip and now it feels like you're chasing them. It's important that you really, really are solid in yourself and you try your absolute best to not seek external validation, because then you're always going to feel like, oh my gosh, like I wasn't good enough. Oh my God. And it's going to wear and tear on your confidence naturally. And I know we always talk about confidence and like self-love and love yourself. We do that a lot. I absolutely am aware of that. But to do the work is a completely different animal. Doing the work is very different. I promise you, there is no such thing as doing the work and not turning out differently. I mean, like, I wish I could make this stuff up. There is no such thing as doing the work and actually not changing. And that's why all the girls that maybe like put up a front and they have like a little bit of an attitude when they first meet a guy and they try to come across like they're hard to get, but really they're not. Once the guy unlocks the right door, boom, you're open, because it was all an act. Okay. The second, you know, that a guy shows you a quality that isn't complementary to what you want, you have to actually believe that sign. But half of the time, we find ourselves in compromising positions, whether that's over his house on the third date because he said that he wanted to cook me a special meal, whether that's him ignoring you after saying that he was going to take you out on a date, so you reach out to him because you're thinking, oh my God, did he kind of forget? And you just kind of want to check in to see how he feels. Whether that's always bringing up, you know, sexual jokes and you thought that by going with the flow that that was going to be a good thing, but all he's doing is feeding off of your energy. If he sees that when he makes those jokes, you are feeding into it, then he's going to think, oh, cool, we're on the same page. If you don't voice how you feel, especially in the beginning, think about this. I always say this, how you start is how you end. You want to make sure, because especially as you have no emotional attachment to somebody that you just met, I mean, it's literally impossible. That's why in the beginning, it's so easy for us as women to ignore them at first, you know, and it's a very normal thing that we, you know, feel very comfortable with, you know, being pursued. But the second we let our guards down, everything sort of flips. Everything that we tried to pretend to be maybe in the beginning is all gone away. And now the real us is showing up. But if you actually are confident and you genuinely embody these qualities, then that will remain. And it will be way more easier for you to not put up with things as soon as you see them. Oh, I didn't like that. But of course, the way that we are, we have to see something sometimes more than once to confirm, wait, did he actually? No. That did not just happen. Oh, but it did. And this is where we get stuck and we get trapped into situations and we start to think to ourselves, oh my gosh, I can't believe I am in this situation with this guy. I wouldn't even normally date this guy anyway, but here I am in a situation that I shouldn't be in because I compromised thinking that he was going to be different, okay? I think I read in an article by GL Lambert one time that it's basically like, a girl was dating a guy. She didn't like, you know, basically how he was, you know, she saw qualities in him that she didn't like. So she moves on to another guy and he started out very, very nice. Of course, they all do. And then she started to see the same kind of qualities, similar qualities that she saw in the last guy with the new guy. Except this time she was like, you know what? I'm going to leave this guy again too, just like I did the last guy, because I don't really see, like, you know, this really going anywhere. I don't really like what he just did or whatever, or how he is. But the difference between guy number one and guy number two is that guy number two is still pursuing you, even though you are ghosting him. So what do? Oh my gosh, he must really actually like me because he's very, very persistent. So it tricks us into thinking that this person is super interested. So what do? You give them a chance. Even though we clearly saw all that we have needed to see. And to even give more context, in that show that I watched, or that movie, Dirty John, I think it's called, on Netflix. It's so good. You guys should watch it. This lady, super affluent lady, owned her own interior designing. This is based on a true story. Owned her own interior designing business. And she went on a date with this guy. It was very awkward because at the end of the date, things were getting kind of too hot and heavy. She was like, you know what? Like, let me go freshen up. And when she came out of her bathroom, the guy was literally laying in her bed. I think shoes on included. The audacity. And she was like, oh, I thought we would like hang out in the living room. Obviously, because she didn't want things to go further. So she didn't want to be in her bedroom. That's very odd, you know? And he kind of caught a very strange attitude and like literally walked out. It was very strange. And instead of looking at that as a data point and thinking, okay, well, that guy's weird and I will never speak to him again, because how do you literally treat someone like that you don't even know? How are you laying in someone's bed that you don't even know and acting like a child? But instead, what did he do? He waited a couple days, called her, apologized, asked her out on another date. Boom. What else happened? I'll leave that up to you guys to actually watch the show. It is so good. But she skipped over that data point. And yeah, maybe if he called and she would have accepted his apology and still moved on, none of the things that happened to her and her daughter would have actually happened. But instead, she ignored that huge red flag and decided to proceed in spite of. And why do we do this? Because secretly, all of us want love. All of us want to feel wanted. All of us want to feel desired. And it feels good when somebody is expressing, you know, that they want to be with us, or at least acting like they want to be with us. So it feels very good to us. So what do? You fall in that trap, because at the end of the day, it is something that you desire. All the things that you were doing in the beginning, you know, kind of plaguing hard to get instead of actually being hard to get. How do you become hard to get? Well, let's see. If you have a genuine focus on your career, and this is for all my ladies that are 25 and up, because it is very difficult to do this the younger you are, of course, because you have less responsibility. But 25 and older, you have to be serious about something. And what you're serious about cannot be only about getting married and having kids. That's all well and great. But you need to have something of your own. You need to have your own hobbies, your own ambitions, because I promise you that you cannot hide from who you truly are. The essence of yourself, you cannot hide from that. You can pretend all you want to, you know, enjoy golfing and scuba diving. But the real you is going to come out eventually, and you're going to realize it wasn't worth it to put on the facade just to get the guy. And now that you're comfortable, the real you is coming out. Oh, you actually don't want to stay at home. You actually want to have your own business. But he thought that you just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Now what? It's not worth it to play schemes to get someone, you know, by having a completely different personality or a complete different interest. Because what type of fulfilling relationship dynamic is that? There's no longevity in that. And wouldn't it feel much more better and authentic to know that someone actually wants to be with you, that actually knows you and actually likes those qualities about you? Like, isn't that way more fulfilling than that person liking who they think you are? If you are not balanced, you absolutely will get taken advantage of. Especially as it pertains to dating these guys that have a certain lifestyle. You will get taken advantage of if you are not coming from a place of wholeness. And really, to be technical and honest, in any sort of dynamic, you're gonna get taken advantage of. And there are, unfortunately, certain lessons that we have to learn because we need the experience and we need the wisdom. But after a certain age, if you wanna be serious, you have to be honest about what it is that you want. If this guy is telling you, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious right now, you cannot be like, yeah, no, me neither. I'm not ready for a relationship either. But the truth is, you do want a relationship. You're just agreeing to this because he clearly just said he can't offer more. And you're just willing to accept him in any way, shape, or form because you're hoping that he'll just see how awesome you are and that he'll change his mind. And then what happens when he doesn't? Now, all of a sudden, you're having, you know, a crisis where you feel like you're not good enough. Well, I don't understand why he isn't choosing me and why he's doing all this stuff. Well, remember in the beginning when he told you that he wasn't looking for anything serious and you pretended to not be looking for anything serious either? We really play with fire and fool ourselves by ignoring the things that we really, really want just because we want to take someone in any shape or form. And that stems from being dishonest with yourself and genuinely believing that this is as good as it's going to get. If you are someone that considers yourself to be extremely reflective, which is an amazing thing, then you need to ask yourself these questions. What is it that I'm really doing in this dynamic? Like, why do I feel that this serves me? Does this serve me right now? And maybe I can acknowledge, okay, that this is not something that I'm going to be in, you know, for X amount of time by next year, what have you, but this is what's serving me right now. I'm getting back with my toxic ex because I know that he probably loves me and we do have the history and I'm comfortable with him. I don't want to go out to somebody else, but every time I get back with him, yes, my feelings do get a little bit involved. Yes, I do find myself on his Instagram and trying to figure out who he's with and who's in his story and all this stuff like that. Yes, I do keep track of whether or not he's following certain people because at the end of the day, I'm hurt. I'm hurt that we didn't work out and this is kind of my way of feeling like I still can keep him in my life. But at the same time, you have to be able to admit to yourself, okay, this dynamic isn't making me happy. It's just what's familiar. Because that's what we do. We go towards what's familiar versus what makes us happy because happiness is unknown sometimes. Going out and starting all over with someone else that has to learn how you are and you already established that connection with someone else. Well, what do you choose to do? Sometimes, oftentimes, we like to stick with the devil that we know. So it's always easier to go back to an ex. It's always easier to be entangled in, you know, a toxic dynamic, a dynamic that isn't serving you because it is familiar. Ask yourself, is this familiar or is this making me happy? And genuinely have an answer. And don't lie to yourself. I mean, seriously, I think it's very scary that people lie to themselves. I've never understood that. Don't lie to yourself and tell yourself that this is something that you really, really want because I know that it's not. Pay attention to things like this. Pay attention to the signs. And also for my ladies that are just starting out dating and you're single, right? you please make sure you have a roster. And then you have some people that are just, you know, unfortunately very small-minded. What do you mean have a roster? Are you saying to have sex with multiple people? No, I would never say something like that. What I'm saying, first of all, you should not be intimate with every single person that you're dating. I mean, that is, that's just me. That's just how I feel. I don't think that you should be doing that. Because first of all, you don't want to get your emotions involved and entangled with a bunch of different people. Because no matter, you know, what it is at the end of the day, no matter how smart we are, as women, we are emotional. And for us, sex always means something different. It is an emotional connection. You're opening up your energy and things like that. That's what it is at the end of the day. I don't care which way you want to flip it around. What I need you guys to understand is you have to be selfish in a balanced way. Some girls or women are not balanced. They have this mindset of, yeah, well, I know I'm a queen and I'm worthy of being with and I'm all this stuff. And it's like they genuinely do next to nothing. They spend all this time posting about their queendom and how they're not going to be taken advantage of. And they're wasting all those times, posting those things for people to see. And they are not taking any initiative to actually be those things and work on themselves. Because why? People that do a lot of the talking normally don't do any of the work. Talk is cheap. And then even for girls that have a pessimistic outlook on dating, oh, this is why I don't date. This is why I'm just done with guys. Oh, they're all stupid. Oh, they're all this. But it's like, where's the accountability? Because whenever I hear situations like that, all I see is just victim, victim, victim. You don't want to try. You're upset at the decisions that you've made, whether you're able to identify that or not. You're upset at the decisions that you have made. And ultimately, it's difficult for you to admit to yourself, oh my gosh, part of this is my fault that I keep on opening the door for people to do these things to me. Because after a while, I mean, you've got to be kidding me. There has to be some sort of lesson that you have learned, you know, by the time you reach a certain age. There has to be some sort of moment where you're, you know, you choose to identify, oh, wait, what's going on here? What exactly am I doing? How can I prevent this pattern from continuing? Okay. You have to understand there's a fine line between being hopeless and pessimistic and actually being neutral and being open to the possibilities, but also not searching for it. You cannot go seeking for a relationship because all you're going to get are guys that are seeking desperate people. And guys that are searching for desperate people don't want to do the work because they already know that more than half of it is already done. I think this is just genuinely something that comes with time and age, experience and wisdom. Because, you know, even myself, I have this obsession with being a progressive learner. And I always want to figure out how I can grow, how I can be better, think better, eat healthier, all these things. And sometimes I get ahead of myself and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm still in my 20s. Like there are still going to be things that I need to experience that maybe I haven't yet. I don't know it all. I don't care how much knowledge that I have acquired. I don't know it all. And I'm okay with knowing that I don't know everything. I don't want to know everything, but I know a lot. The right guy will make you feel very comfortable because it really is all about consistent action. Think about if you were on a date with a guy and he was like, oh, are you looking to be in a relationship? And you said, no, I'm not looking to be in a relationship at all. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. That's way different than a guy that says, why? Like, why do you feel that? Why do you feel that way? And also listen to the context and how it was, you know, said. If it was just why and you said, I'm just not in that place in my life right now. And you didn't go too deep into it. And he was like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's completely fine. Or if he were to respond and say, wow, I mean, yeah, I can imagine it's difficult dating, you know, especially in 2020. And I completely understand the dating pool is, you know, not necessarily the best. Like, hear his answer, because there are definitely differences between quality answers and just people being nosy just to be nosy, just for conversation starters. You have to be able to differentiate between the two. Okay. But to my point, the right guy will be consistent in spite of knowing what it is that you said, because he is determined to change how you feel about that. Because all guys know secretly that all women want to be in a relationship. Come on. Guys know this. That's why they run so much to avoid it, because they know that all the time women want commitment. And depending on where they are in their life, they're not able to deliver. But some of them are so selfish that they will coo you and woo you into thinking that this is going somewhere where it's not. But it is your job to pay attention to those things and be like, wait. Is this person genuinely interested in me or the idea of me? Do I see myself with this person actually long term? Like, what exactly is going on here? Is this guy putting in effort consistently? And I'm not talking about for the first 30 days, because that's very easy to keep up with, especially when you meet the right type of player, okay, that knows to keep consistent for X amount of time, boom, consume all of their time, make them think that you really, really want them, go in for the kill, and then ghost. I think, unfortunately, what a lot of us do is we see one thing different that a guy shows us than every other guy, and we think, oh, this is it. This is it. As opposed to saying, okay, that was one thing different. Great. But let's keep this train going. Because once you bite and he sees that wall coming down and he sees the response is very, very positive towards the fact that, you know, he's been communicating with you every single day for 30 days, then he's going to eventually test you and see, okay, well, let me see how much she likes me. Let me go a week now, all of a sudden, 3 days without texting her. Let me see if she's going to say anything. But the right person, like I said, that's for you, can understand maturely what is going on and not let that deter him from still getting to know you. He's going to understand the why and proceed anyway and not walk away. And for you, it's important for you to identify, okay, there's going to be a time where you need to be able to tell whether or not someone is worth you breaking down your walls. You cannot keep being the architect of your own misfortune, putting yourselves in these situations over and over and over again and thinking like, oh, this is why I'm just done with dating. You keep on doing the same thing over and over again with a different face, and you think that it's going to be a different outcome. And then you get frustrated with the whole process because, one, it's never good to serial date. You have to take time to recoup, regenerate, figure out what works, what hasn't, take a break, okay? Being single and genuinely happy requires honesty. Guys will keep trying, they'll keep trying you even in your, attempt to work on yourself. It's never going to end. Oh, I just wish you wouldn't hit me up and disturb my peace when, he knows I was working on myself. But that's what they're going to do, though. That's the test to see if you're really going to pass. And guys are well aware that women do crack under pressure. That's why they pursue. That's why you'll go out on a date with a guy for a week and he'll initiate something, sexual. And you'll be like, no, not tonight. Okay. And things were getting steamy. And then the next week, it's like, no. All right. Can I just do this one thing? He goes, does that one thing. And boom, that's already a key. He does one thing. You guys do something. And then next thing you know, it escalates dramatically right after that. And not even in the same day, the momentum increases. So you have to be honest with yourself. Don't put yourself in certain positions. Pay attention to how this person is. Don't make up excuses just because you like someone and you see major red flags and you're just hoping that it's going to change. Be honest. If you know you like guys that are of a certain caliber, you have to be very strong to be able to deal with what comes with that, because it's very easy to woo someone over if you know, okay, I can already tell this girl likes to, look good. She likes fashion. She likes all these things. So what am I going to do? Especially if I can effortlessly do it. Okay, boom, I'm going to go, buy her this gift, buy her this and do that. And to you, especially if you have never experienced it before, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy really likes me. He's just like throwing this at me, throwing that at me. But that's just because he can. The sooner he does this stuff, okay, he's just, counting, figuring out what's the price to really get in the sheets. Yes, it's very possible. You cannot mix up sometimes all of these giving gifts and things like that with genuine effort to get to know you, because it's very possible to get sidetracked by that stuff. And then you turn around, you realize, like, I really don't even know this person, like, really at all. So you should make sure that you have confidence, that you truly embody confidence, that you're not seeking that external validation. there will be situations that you will encounter that will hurt. Let it hurt and let it go. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not, because the real you will show up as soon as you feel comfortable. Pay attention to every single detail, especially quality men. A lot of you guys are posting crazy things on social media. And a lot of these quotes that you guys are posting, and you have some guys that follow you, it just shows to them what type of woman that you are. Do you genuinely think that guys care about how you feel like the dating pool sucks in 2020? That you feel like men don't want to be men these days? Do you genuinely think that they care? No, of course not. So why are you posting it? It's not uplifting anyone. It's not serving any purpose, literally whatsoever. And when you kind of come from that mentality, those are, to me, easy girls to target. All you have to do is pretend to be different. You already see the content that she posts. She already clearly feels like men don't do this, men don't do that. So all you have to do is pretend to not be any of those things. Boom, blueprint, get what you want, and then leave, okay? Think about it like this. Everyone has a key, and all you have to do is figure out how to unlock that door. What key is going to unlock that door? If he knows that you love nice things, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. I love nice things. Who are we kidding? But if he sees that you bite back, you know, very well, your response is very, you know, engaging. Every time he talks about buying this and buying that and getting this for you and getting that, he's going to think, okay, that's clearly her key. That's how I get what I want the soonest. But if, as you guys are conversing, he sees that you get very easily impressed by all the numbers that he's dropping, which is totally tacky, him talking about money and all these things, he's going to know, okay, that's her key. That's how to woo her in, if that makes sense. Think about what it is that you want, of course, and there genuinely is happiness in your singleness because it's dating yourself. And if you think you're boring, then what do you think other people are going to think? If you can't even take the time out to actually find yourself interesting enough to actually date, then why should anybody else? Think about it like that. So angels, I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. I will see you guys in my next one. Make sure that you check out my channel. I am looking to be uploading at least 2 to 3 videos per week. So please look out for that. Make sure you're subscribed. We have a goal of 200K, and also stay tuned for next Monday's podcast episode. I love you so much. Mwah.